Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's baby bashes, scandals, thirsty brides, and you asked for more, so more shall be given. Our girl Kenya is back, and we're talking all about it tonight on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 12, Episode 1. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up? We're back! Oh my gosh. Obviously, we're missing the king of Bravo himself. Lian will be back in the studio with us very shortly, but you know, when you're a king, you have many things to do.
Absolutely. Maybe he's doing something out there with Nene, because we missed her tonight.
We sure did. Lian is with Nene right now. But we're going to hold it down for you guys. I am your girl, Drew Jones. You already know I'm a lover of the messiness and of all things Atlanta, so I'm so excited to be here. And to my left is one of my favorite people to do a panel with, Miss Erica Edwards, who brings not only the funny, but the truth, even when we're not ready for it. How you doing, girl?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm so excited to be back. Oh my gosh, I miss these girls. I miss them.
I know, I've missed them too. I've missed hearing your hey party people.
Hey party people. Oh, yes.
Such a tagline. Living for it. Speaking of taglines, we did not get taglines tonight. Normally we get the taglines in the first episode. We didn't get them tonight, so we don't get to evaluate them just yet. But we do have a lot to get into tonight because, you know, we kind of are picking up where everyone is. Obviously, there's a notable housewife missing, so we will be talking about that. Plus, Erica has some great tweets for us that we're going to break down later in the episode along with some news and gossip.
And it's so funny because I feel like, I guess they were prepping for this, but there's been so much, like, there's so much news and gossip. We need a whole show for news and gossip.
Right.
Like, I feel like we need to do different news commercials because it was so much stuff. When I was like, when is it coming back? So yeah, it's good that finally they're here.
Amen. Like, we really had to nitpick news and gossip because they're just, like you said, was so much.
Exactly.
And it was like, chill. Can y'all chill out for 5 seconds? Man, we've been begging for this all of last season.
Okay, really everybody else was begging. But now I take back. I am an Indian giver.
That's true.
I am so glad we got more. Because I was like, I was never really a fan. Y'all know I was always, and until this day, I'm still praying that Phaedra comes back. However, that to the side, it was so great. Like, she definitely, I missed what she brought to the show. Absolutely. Last season was tough, kind of. And and I'm glad she's back. I mean, she looked fabulous, and she was bringing it today.
She sure did. I love my twirl for the girls. Like, yes. I live for Miss Kenya, and I do want Phaedra back. So maybe with Kenya coming back in, that means there may be a possibility for Phaedra one day. Fingers crossed, because I love her. But we pick up with Miss Kenya, and she has beautiful baby Brooklyn, and she's just living her life as a mommy. How do we feel about Kenya, embracing motherhood?
I love that. It's nice because I think so many seasons with Kenya, we've seen her kind of honestly go for something and never get it, to keep it 100. So she was always trying to get the guy. And then honestly, I guess last season she had the guy, but we didn't believe her. I'm not even going to lie. And so it's nice because what she really wanted was a baby and a family. And given her mother-daughter issues, it's like, I do feel like out of anything, that's the biggest blessing. And so that is really nice to see.
It is really beautiful to watch her with her daughter. And her daughter's so happy and, like, so smiley. Like, she's such a chill baby, it seems like.
Oh, and I love it. And I can't wait for, like, I'm such a geek or whatever, because I'm just dying to see PJ and Brooklyn, like, a little bit older, because PJ seemed cool. Like, she's right. Cool. She's chilling. Brooklyn is peaceful and cute, but PJ seemed like she gonna be, you know, a little rah-rah. So I think they're both just adorable kids.
Right? I agree. So we're already kind of getting hints that there might be trouble in paradise for Kenya and Mark. Obviously, we know in today's time that they're no longer together.
Right.
But we know she's doing good because if you watch It's Bravo Bitch, which is Leanne's Bravo podcast here on AfterBuzz TV, you guys should check it out. He actually had me on the show and we got to talk to Mike Hill. And Mike kind of gave us some insight about how Kenya's doing, and apparently she's doing really well. But obviously this is a couple months ago that we're seeing now, and you can already kind of sense some trouble just because he's not around nearly as much as you would hope.
And it was so crazy with the whole divorce thing, because I remember she was just like on Tamron Hall's show, and like within days, like she was on the show, like smiling for the cameras. Although I will say, if you see clips, like people go back to clips of her, he was stanking that car ride to the show.
Sure,
so once
was.
They got to the show, they like turned on the smiles and they were like performing for the cameras. But when she was going live on her Instagram, he was like, he was already looking a little unhappy. So, you know, so, but it's interesting, like you said, to see it, I guess, play out, even though, like, to really see it. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, because I do really like that we got to see Kenya sort of soft, you know, soft for Kenya, I should say. Like, with her, you know, her being in love, with her being a mom, we were seeing the softer side to her. So it makes me sad that this didn't work, that the relationship's not working out for her. And I'm curious to see how much we see unfold throughout this season, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Kenya, so much of it has been the Kenya that she wants us to see. So I think every few seasons, like to me personally, she's always come off a little fake, honestly. But the one season where she went through that trauma with her mom, that was like her mother, that was like the most authentic, hardcore, down to earth season and scene for her. And, you know, like just really, she seemed really real, and that's the vibe I'm getting in this episode too, where it's like, even though she's lovey-dovey with the baby, even from the top, she seems like she's coming real about her marriage, which I think is cool and interesting to see.
She throws baby Brooklyn a fun baby bash, a Barbie baby bash. Everyone looks amazing. And before we get into the other moms, there's something really quick that I wanted to touch on that she did that I thought was kind of weird, but I know also I'm the resident hippie on this panel. But basically, she asked for one of the men who was holding baby Brooklyn to give the baby back because Mark would lose it if another man was holding his baby.
Cray cray.
Is that a thing?
Like, yeah, I don't have kids, so I don't know. So if there's any men out there who happen to watch, is that a thing? Because, like, I'd be like, okay, well, first of all, Mark is not in the state. So by the time 6-7 months from now, when he actually watches the show, like, is this an issue? Really? Is this?
Yeah.
So it seemed a little bit, it just seemed extra, because I was just like, and especially this particular guy, because I was like, you know, it's Atlanta,
right?
Like, he didn't look like the straightest person.
It's not like
the straightest straw in the bunch or whatever.
It's not like it was, yeah, like
exactly.
He was,
it's not like he was like, hey, baby, I'm gonna hold your baby and hit on you. It was like, no, he doesn't go that way, and so, or he didn't appear to go that way. No judgment, I'm just saying. And so that just seemed, it just seemed like a way for her to kind of make Mark's presence known when it wasn't there.
But obviously, I kind of believe that Mark would say something. Like, it feels kind of like something Mark would do.
Just really? Can't nobody hold my baby? I guess we have to see. I honestly, like I said all last season, one thing I do like about some of the clips is that we're going to actually hear from Mark. Because to me, I always feel like we're seeing their relationship through a funnel or something, because it's always on her side. We barely hear him speak. We just have seen photos or whatever. So I need to see how he is with the baby. Because some people are crazy like that. Oh my God, you got to wear gloves. You got to take off your shoes.
Right.
You got to wash your hands. Maybe he's like that, but to be like, okay, only women can hold the baby. I mean, some people are like that with their kids, but if he's that interesting, then maybe so.
Again, you guys got to check out the interview that Leanne and I did with Mike Hill over on It's Bravo Bitch, because he did give us a little bit of some insider on who Mark kind of is. And it made me feel like, this doesn't sound too far-fetched. I want to shout you guys out in the chat really quick. I see you all in here. Shout out to Jean. Shout out to Ronnie, Ace, everyone else who's in the chat. Jean says, I have kids and had no problem with it. She was already having marital problems and knew Mark wouldn't approve. Ronnie says, I think it had to do with perception by either her or Mark. She knows if a man is photographed with a baby, it could go to a blog. And if the relationship is already shaky, I get the whole baby thing. Okay.
Okay. Those are interesting arguments, you guys. So, all right. If you guys agree, then I'll, yes. Okay. I mean, yeah, I didn't think of those things. So that is an interesting point as far as blogs go. So, yeah, you know, so, okay. All right, you guys.
We hear you guys. We hear you and we see you. We appreciate you guys in the chat. And Erica is going to let you guys know how you all can continue to find out what we're up to and continue to see what kind of projects we're working on here at AfterBuzz.
Exactly, guys. So before we move on to the next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we need your help. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're in the chat right now or if you're watching us later, why not like it? Because you're already here. Okay. But we're also on iTunes, SoundCloud, all those different places. So give us some comments, give us some reviews, give us some stars. I don't even have iTunes, whatever they do on there, do that. And we really enjoy being a part of AfterBuzz because it gives us a chance and the opportunity to talk about the shows that we are so, so passionate about. And you guys know, like, I love Everything Housewives. So I do a few of these, but I love Atlanta the most because this is where I started, baby. So, yeah. You guys, so thank you. Like, subscribe, give us a thumbs up, and comment after the chat as well, so we can, because you know we respond to you guys during the week. So do that.
We shall do the love and the hate, honey. We want the smoke.
Yes, but don't get too crazy.
Don't get too crazy.
Because I'm not going to lie. Y'all be hurting my feelings. So don't go too bad. But if you disagree with my fade or need love, let a sister know. That's fine.
Yeah. That's but y'all fine. Know I'm still a little hood, so... Don't start none, there won't be none.
Exactly, exactly. Don't call for me unless I call for you.
Okay. Did we just come up with our tagline?
Yes.
So the good sis, Candy, last time we saw her, she was going on the dungeon tour, and now she is having a baby with a surrogate, Shadina. And we find out that there was apparently going to be twins, but one unfortunately did not make it. So right now, there's a healthy one on the way, which... That's amazing. 14 weeks along.
That is amazing.
I keep thinking about what Riley said last
season. Thank you, Kate Singer, the kids you got. And I totally agree with her. And they're opening up new restaurants. Like, they have so many restaurants, and they have that dungeon tour. And then she still has that expensive, expensive baby candy stuff or whatever. That expensive nighttime stuff, which if you want to make donations to the show, we'll be happy to accept those. But because it's cool, but it's a lot of money. And I agree. I feel like she has so many businesses. They already have the two daughters. They already have Ace. It's not like either one of them seems like they're really that much around. So I think, you know, I think Riley has a point, honestly.
Yeah, I love Candy's hustle. It's something I've always really admired about her. But I think, like, I mean, granted, I'm not a mother, so I don't know all that it takes, but I can't imagine my daughter being like, why would you have another kid when you don't even pay us enough attention? Like, for my kid to be like, you don't even care what I'm up to, why would you bring some? I don't know, that would just, like, hurt me, I feel like.
I agree, and I mean, honestly, I feel like y'all just making it with Ace. You know what I'm saying? Ace is getting to that age. He seems well-adjusted. He, you know, he's not calling a nanny mama or nothing mm-hmm. that we know about. But I agree. I feel like they already have enough on their plate, I think. But obviously, it's not for us to say. And I wasn't really sure where the pressure to have another kid is. Because it's like you have one together.
Right.
You each have one separately. Like, you know, and for Ace, Todd was there from the beginning. You did it all the way you wanted to do it. Everybody was in everybody's lives. So, I mean, I get that you made these embryos, but I wasn't really sure where the pressure came to be like, okay, we have to have all the embryos we made.
Right.
Like, that seemed a lot.
Well, we in here, 14 weeks along. I will say I thought it was really cute that Ace thought that she bought the baby from the store.
Adorable. I will say this. Ace, this episode was kind of like, he's like, seems, because, you know, sometimes little kids be crazy, mm-hmm. but he seemed kind of very well mannered. We're seeing he's you know, like, I think we've always seen him, but now he's really talking. He's really kind of, he's getting his little personality, and it's adorable. And he was really cute this episode.
He's too cute, but we won't stay on Candy for very long because obviously.
Oh, good. I'm just gonna say this. We mentioned this earlier. We're watching the show. Okay, so I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit because I feel like. Like, I was just on Real Housewives of Potomac. And so Monique was pregnant the whole time. And you mentioned this, too, a little bit. I feel like this is going to be boring for Candy. Mm. Like, I'm like, she's not actually pregnant. So she could kind of, I guess, get into the swing of things. But I think unless, I don't know, they had the little clip with Todd. So maybe something will come up with the fact that, you know, he's not making no money or something. But I feel like she came off a little dry. Like, the pregnancy thing is interesting, but if that's going to be her thing and Eva's thing, like, the whole, you know.
I know Mama Joy's going to come shake it up, though. She has to.
Shake, like, shake, shake, yes.
Mama Joy's might as well have a peach herself.
Just give her a peach. Yeah, because she is actually a bit more entertaining sometimes. But maybe Candy will start singing or something. I don't know. But
we will have to see.
Oh, wait a minute. You know Candy got... I'm also on the panel, or was last season, for The Shy. So she got a role on The Shy. So maybe, I know, because I was like, "Whoa, okay, that's interesting. Interesting choice." But maybe we'll get to see some of that. So that actually might be interesting to see if it happened while they were still filming.
I did not know that. That would be really cool. I actually just talked to Candy at BeautyCon this summer.
Oh, cool.
And she was talking about that she had a lot of stuff, you know, in the woodworks that she's, you know, about to push out. So I'm like, I'm interested to see how this all balances out, because that just sounds like I'm tired just thinking about all the stuff that she's like planning.
Exactly. All the businesses, the restaurants, the reality show, and now learning lines for a scripted show. So yeah, that should be interesting. Pull it together, girl. You can do it. We have faith in you, Candy.
Someone we need to pull it together is our good sis Cynthia, because she is ready for that ring, honey. She's ready. You know what, though? I can't even be mad at her, because, like, men, I love you all. I do. Okay? You have a special place in my heart, but sometimes y'all are so oblivious. And y'all take so long to do things that, like, y'all want to do.
But they've only been together, like, a year. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I get, I'm 50-50 on her, because, like, I get it that she wants to be married. But then I kind of... You know, I kind of feel too, like, if you had your kids and stuff, like, you could be married or you could be have fun and kick it. Like, I, you know, so to me, it's interesting to watch. But it's hard a little bit because she's so thirsty. I mean, it's cute. Like, she looks, you know, she's cute. But it's like, to me, she's too fabulous to be that thirsty.
Like, when you're that hot, you like, it's almost like when, on one side, when you're that hot, you're allowed to be that crazy, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you get away with it. But on the other hand, you're too hot to be that crazy.
Right, because I'm like, girl, you could... I mean, I get it. Like, he seems like a really cool guy, and everything seems great, but it's like...
Listen, when he came into AfterBuzz a couple weeks back, like, Lian and I were like, we get it.
I know, I was here that day, too. I was like, ooh.
I was like, I absolutely...
I was like, do y'all need another guest?
You know what's crazy, too? She FaceTimed him while they were in Greece. So okay. While they were filming in Greece, Mike was here... And she FaceTimed, and we got to talk to Cynthia, and she's super nice. She wants to come in, so fingers crossed that we
fingers
can get her in.
Fingers crossed, you guys.
But I, like, talking to Michael, I was like, I get it, Cynthia. I get why you're in a rush to put a ring on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see, now that we see what happened with Kenya, how they discuss or they deal with the long distance. Because I think that is going to be an issue.
But I did really...
Whether they're married or not.
I did enjoy Kenya telling her to chill out, because I feel like Kenya, of all people, is a funny person to tell someone to chill out.
Hilarious.
But that's how you know maybe you should chill out. If, like, the crazy one's telling you, yo, you're doing
very
too
true.
Much.
Very true. Very true.
Then maybe.
That's true. But you do have to give the Kenya the side eye. Like, okay, so you calling me thirsty now?
Very true.
Like, how many boyfriends did you pay for, girl? I'm like, what? I'm sorry. I still love you, Kenya. I didn't mean that. My bad. There's no shade in this bright studio.
Now we're going to hop over to Eva the Diva, who, nothing too crazy going on, but she is pregnant. I did like that she said that she's pregnant, finally, with a baby in wedlock.
Super cute. Okay. I feel like I'm Shady Erica today, and I totally don't mean it. It's all in the soda. It's not me at all. Eva, I actually liked your little shaved on the side. You know, I'm feeling your faux locks or whatever. I will have to say, Chica, I love you. I need you to buy a house. I am not going to spend a season while you're still doing house hunting. Yeah. Again. Like, I feel like that's the only thing. Like, there's certain people where I'm like, I'm going to need you to get a real storyline. I can't have you two seasons looking for a house, and this is your line. Like, is this going to be your thing? So we'll see how that pans out with her. But she looked great. She always looks great or whatever. But I was like, really? We're still on this house thing? So that was kind of...
I think if they don't... I think if she doesn't give us something new, I don't foresee her getting a peach next season.
Well, yeah, that's my... Exactly. I totally agree. And especially since... We'll see how it goes. Because I think that's the thing, is that either once they're pregnant, you know, usually they're kind of low-key during the season anyway. Because it's like, well, I can't drink. I can't do this. I can't go there. I can't travel. I can't... It's all stuff that they can't do. But maybe she'll still be in the mix. I don't know. But yeah, like, honestly... If the whole thing on her is everybody gossiping about the fact that she's renting and can't find a house again, like, I don't know if I could sit through that for 23 weeks.
Yeah, again. And it makes me bummed that they bumped Shamari if we're just going to deal with the same storyline with Eva that we dealt with last season. Because I'm
exactly,
like, at least Shamari was just getting drunk and having a good time.
I was about to say, Shamari could be in rehab or something this right. season. I mean, come on, bring her back.
We want Shamari back. We loved her. Well, Final Housewife that was pictured in this episode is the good sis Portia. Obviously, she's been going through it. Yeah. There's all these allegations about Dennis cheating, bestiality, child, like drugs, all the tomfoolery, honestly. And I feel for her because, like, the last thing you want when you've brought a beautiful life into the world is to have to be dealing with all this. But as my Nana said, you have to be careful who you lay with and who you make babies with.
That's true. I totally agree with that, even though, like, I haven't been doing either. But I will say this, though. I don't know, you guys. Like, I've been okay with Portia. But, like, when, do you guys remember that Portia thought the Underground Railroad was underground?
Bless her heart.
Oh, my gosh. Like, she is a totally, like, when I think of how she came on a season and she just seemed so flaky and goofy. And now she's, like, a heavy hitter. Like, to me, I don't know. It's too early to be talking about reunions because I know Kenya's here. But I'm like, if she's not next to Andy, she should be next to Nene. Because to me, I feel like Portia ain't, I don't know when she's going to lose a piece, but it's not going to be this season off the top. Like, Portia is bringing it. She's real. She's not wearing a lot of makeup. She's being true. She just seems so authentic and so real. Like, I'm loving Portia right now.
I agree. It's no secret, Portia's always been one of my favorites. I'm just very interested. You know what's crazy? This entire episode, Ronnie Media in the chat said, I love the episode without Nene. I kind of agree a little bit.
Kind of. Although I feel, I'm in between because I feel like I still missed her, though. Because I feel like this was a very cute, sweet episode. I will say mm-hmm. that. There was a little shade here or there, but this is still like, oh, the babies and the marriages. So this was a very light, bright episode. And, you know, and Nene can be a little dark. I missed a little bit of her because it'll be interesting because clearly she's the one who's not Team Kenya. So,
yeah, I mean, obviously, I want the drama revved up just for viewer purpose. But I would.
And the title of the episode is The More, The Merrier. So maybe.
And yeah.
Nene was probably like, okay, yeah, I'm not even going to be on that show.
I mean, I do want it for the interesting aspect of Nene. You know, Nene's a lot. But I think tonight proved to me that Portia and Kenya, you know, that the show could be carried without Nene.
Yes.
If it needed to be. Not that it should.
Don't, please.
Don't. But it can be.
And yeah.
Because last season, Nene was such a, like, Nene was up in everything. Nene was losing her damn mind. And it was kind of everything, like, revolving around Nene. But now, it's exciting to see that they all have storylines that don't include Nene. And then, like, then we're going to get Nene in and then it's going to be more interesting. But it's exciting to see that it's not Nene versus everybody like it was last season. Because that was just, like, it wasn't even fun to watch after a while. Because it was like, Nene, you're losing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I did say, as much as, yeah, you guys know I love Nene as well. I think what was interesting about this episode is, one, even with the pay cut or whatever, you really got to respect what Kenya Moore brings to the table. Because, mm-hmm. like, last season, Nene brought it, but everybody else, there were several people, really was like, okay, throw Marlo a peach, because she was the one that was kind of making things interesting half the time. So now it was good to see that everybody, even without the Nene fire, was able to keep us, entertained. Because I feel like, I don't know, I was a little sleepy with Candy and Eva, but definitely I feel like Portia and Kenya are strong enough to carry the show.
Well, we find out that the girl Sincerely that the blogs were saying was his side piece, that it's not her. She said in the Kiki Palmer voice, I'm sorry to this man. I don't know who he is. I don't, like, know. But Portia's like, that's fine, but that's not even who we were concerned with. There's actually someone completely different. So thanks for the tea, but it doesn't change anything.
Exactly. And what's interesting about that is, like, I got to go back to my vlogs because I do actually follow Tasha K, Unwind with Tasha K. And I remember when Tasha K broke that story, and it was so fun. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to look at the YouTubers on Housewives. So that was fun to see. I don't know. Like, to me, on two sides, it's kind of like, what is that chick's name? Bunny and Offset or whatever. Like, to me, I feel like sometimes the person is like, I didn't do it, and they did it. So I appreciate that she sent Candy a drink and came over there and said that. I don't know if I'm necessarily really convinced that, you know, that she's as innocent as she claims, really. But it was nice of her to say, and she wants them to keep their family together. So that was an interesting moment, but
I mean, whether it's true or not, it's not even who Portia's got her eyesight on, because
Portia actually saw something in his phone, so it doesn't matter what they said in the vlog. I know for a fact I saw the text that you sent in your phone. So let me ask you this, dear.
Okay.
How do you feel about going through people's phones? Because I was just actually, I had a discussion like that with a friend recently today.
You know what? I think when I was younger, I would have been like, oh, give me the phone. But at this point, I'm just like, it's not something I'm like really curious in knowing. Because for me, if I don't trust you, then I'm not going to be with you. You know, I don't need to go through your phone. If I don't trust you, then there's no point in me being here.
Exactly. I agree. And like, to me, I was definitely that chick that like would on the slide look through your phone. Or I was the chick that would like go through all the likes on your Facebook page and see who those people were. Now I have gotten to the point, and sometimes I have to catch myself slipping, but I have, because it's like, to me, I feel like you always know. And even like, it's always been something with Dennis from the very beginning and Portia. And I think to some extent, she's probably, especially if you all are living together, you have to know the person's schedule. You got to know when the person said they were going to be somewhere and they kind of came up missing. Like, I feel like you're going to get a feeling and you should go with it. And whatever you find in the phone is just confirmation of what you already know.
Yeah. But if you have to calculate the who, what, when, why, where with somebody, like, maybe you shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you shouldn't be in that relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like if you make that connection, then you're going to know when it's broken. And I absolutely think people know. Now, whether you're willing to accept it at first or whether you got to wait till he shows up with lipstick on his collar or smelling like somebody else or whatever, or you find something in the phone. But I think you know, or you have a feeling. And at a certain point, I think you have to be mature enough to go on that feeling and not need the extra pain of that confirmation.
Yeah. Don't go looking through, I don't know. I'm good. I'm good on looking through people's phone.
Me too, because I feel like he was probably already doing some stuff that she didn't like. Because what makes you look in the phone?
Exactly.
Something pushes you to it, and it's like you already know he's lying about something. And then you go to the phone. So it's like, okay, just stop it there. Now, shout out to the family. Mama and sister still looking amazing.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I love Portia's family, and they all seem to like really be in a supportive thing for her. And the one thing I will say I totally am loving is outside of Brooklyn and PJ, I am loving me some Portia and Kenya. And who thought this day would ever happen?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Who thought it? And it actually seems like a real friendship, which is what's interesting. Because I know even sometimes with Kenya and Cynthia, I felt like they were friends because they needed something at the time. Like, Cynthia was her friend because she was fighting with Nene and Kenya, whatever. But this definitely seems like they're bonding over a mutual situation, and it seems authentic. And that's nice to see, like, for both of them.
I'm very excited to see that flourish throughout the season. But before we have to get up out of here, let's get into some tweets.
Yay, yay, yay. All right, let's see what you people had to say. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Let's see. You guys, if you want us to see your tweets throughout the week, make sure to tag us on Twitter and to do the hashtag of RHOA so we can see your
tweets. Thank you. And then we got you. All right. This one. Okay. I guess these are some of my own opinions, but I totally did not tweet these. Okay. it's a Channing. Eva's still on this house hunting BS. All right. You guys, I already said it. That's what I think. So we'll move on from that one. Okay. Let's see the next one. Did she say bestiality? What the F I missed? Oh my gosh. I was like, wait a minute. I was in every blog. I missed the whole he getting down with animal stuff. I did miss that too. So thank you guys for keeping us posted. All right. Porsche Mama is fine.
Listen, baby.
Yes.
Drop the skincare routine.
Thank you. And are you doing squats, girl? Because that baby got back for sure. And she looked amazing. I was like, I want my booty like her mom's. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sincerely speaks with great sincerity. And I believe she's innocent until proven otherwise.
I agree. Okay. I thought she was sincere.
You did? Sincerely? I thought sincerely you was sincere. Seem sincere. Yes. Two thumbs up. Sincerely. Okay. Wait, so no man can hold Brooklyn because Mark would be mad or upset. Kenya's doing way too much already.
I'm glad we weren't the only ones who peeped that.
Thank you, you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Quentin, for agreeing with us because nobody else did. Okay. All right. Oh, and then my girl, Nene. While we were watching the show, she was retweeting everyone that missed her the whole night and said, where's Nene? And that's like her whole thing. So she said, I can retweet comments all night. That's how many I have asking me where I'm at. All I can say is thank you for all the love and support. HBIC. So, yeah, Nene, we can't wait till you get back.
We are looking forward to it. Shout out to Keen in the chat. I have to read this. He says, so Dennis sells hot dogs and thinks dogs are hot? Hashtag bestiality.
Ha ha!
Good night.
Hashtag polishes.
Good night.
Wow. All right. Good one. That's so good. Oh, I might have to keep that.
I know. That one was too much. But let's hop into news and gossip. Do you want to...
All right, so first. I'll do mine really quick. If you guys have known recently, they just filmed the finale, and apparently it turns out that in Athens, Greece, Kenya and Nene really get into it, and Nene to the point where she, she does that thing in her mouth right before you spit on somebody. So I don't think she actually spit on Kenya, but to. Everybody's saying that this is going to be like the biggest physical fight. And it's all about clearly things that Mark Daly was saying to Nene and Greg. So that's like your ex going to talk, chit chat with your enemy and chit chat with somebody that he knows hates you. Mm-mm. So, yes. So that's what we have to look forward to in the finale, folks.
Good Lord. Well, according to Us Weekly, Cynthia Bailey confirms that her wedding to Mike Hill will be filmed for Real Housewives. And she says she's in a really great place. And she goes on to say that her fans have been on the journey with her for 10 years, so she felt almost like that she owed it to them to get to see her finally have her happy ending because they did get to see her go through her ups and downs with Peter. I mean, we kind of suspected that yes. was going to happen. Yes. But
Popper Peter, yes.
Good Lord. It's confirmed now. And then I also have from ET Online, they just were talking about Sincerely the Mistress, who was on the show tonight, and just kind of digging more into her situation. And she said that when I saw Candy and all the girls, I thought this is my moment to go and clear my name. At the same time, people can say whatever. When you see the episode, everything will make sense, and I feel really confident about that. So she is still standing very close to her truth and saying okay, that cool. She doesn't know him. And then lastly, and we kind of saw this in the preview for the season, according to Page Six, Eva Marcel says, a snake on Real Housewives has fractured several friendships and relationships. There's definitely a snake in the group, and a lot of this season you'll see us trying to figure out who the snake is, and it's like so unassuming and kind of catches you off guard. Literally no one expected it. At some point you'll find out who it is, but you couldn't guess it. They just created so much discord between the girls, and different relationships and friendships were severely fractured from this snake.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, I want to know. I kind of feel like maybe Candy or Cynthia. I feel like those are the...
Well, it's not Cynthia because somebody taped Cynthia, so I
That's
think.
True.
So, okay. Mm.
Interessante. Ooh, maybe Tanya. Tanya. We did okay, see her.
Let me not. I love everybody. I love her. I'm not a negative Nancy. You know what, I'm really not.
I did see Tanya At the Tyler Perry Studios opening, because I got to go there with AfterBuzz TV, and she looked, her and her husband looked lovely.
I mean, Tanya, she's gorgeous. She is really pretty, and I feel like she does have a decent fashion sense.
Yeah, you know, they're out here flexing real quick. But I guess that's everything, so let's go ahead and hop into our predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so I predict that when NeNe comes back, she's gonna have to really be kicking it with Marlo, because I can't think of anybody who's really messing with her. So, you know, so I'll, because it's interesting, because it's definitely, obviously she's not beefing with, she's beefing with Kenya, and I think clearly she's still fractured from Cynthia, and Candy was never like her ace boon coon. So I feel like, you know, Kenya's, I mean, I feel like NeNe's gonna have to do a lot of scenes with Marlo.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we're going to see NeNe kind of backed into a corner by herself, and that might get real messy real quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I always say you have to have, you have to, you know, you have to have somebody who's going to film with you. So you can't, you know what I'm saying? Don't take the Lisa Vanderpump route. So sooner or later, she's going to have to mend with somebody. So hopefully she'll mend. I'm hoping that she would mend with Portia. That would be the best move, really.
Yeah.
You know, if she was, if Portia was her little sis again.
And I feel like we're going to see more of the Dennis and Portia thing air out, because they are, as of right now, back together. Last time I checked.
Right. Exactly. I heard they were back together.
So, well, looks like we'll be getting, and we saw some therapy sessions they had. And so I guess we'll be diving into that.
Yes. And I wonder if we'll hear about the Mark Daly infidelity. So many questions.
So many. But we will have to wait another time to get those answers. Until next time, Miss Erica, where can they find you?
All right, you guys, you can follow me. My name is Erica D. Edwards. You can follow me on all my social media, that E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. You can catch me here on Wednesday nights if you happen to watch Real Housewives of Dallas, because I'm here for that as well. So thank you, guys.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can catch me on all the things at OK Drew J. And if you like messiness and you like beautiful black women, I'm on the new after show for Tyler Perry's Sisters on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. It's super fun, so you guys should come through. Until next time, guys, we'll see you next week.
Ciao for now, folks.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.